2, that when Jesus was born, the shepherds were told that they would find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, because Mary, when the baby was born, laid him in a manger, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, I'm going to ask from time to time, some of the boys and girls, I'm going to ask them to help me with a couple of pictures. And I'm going to get some of the grown-ups to help me as well as we think about this gift that Jesus, his coming into the world, represents God's unspeakable, indescribable, God's greatest gift to us. Some of you, I would think, some of the boys and girls were up perhaps a bit earlier than normal this morning. I like to find out who was very early up this morning. Is anybody up before, say, let's think, 6 o'clock? Oh, very good. 5 o'clock? No, between 5 and 6 o'clock. Oh, well, that's really good. We're glad that you're halfway through the day already. So, it's an exciting day, isn't it? Christmas Day and Sunday as well. We're thanking God for this gift. But what happens at Christmas time is that sometimes people at Christmas time, they think about all the things that are happening, gifts and presents and turkey and family, and they forget to really unwrap the real gift of Christmas. Now, we've got a picture coming. I hope. It's coming. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. Is it coming? No. Doesn't want to come. Oh. I think our computer has decided to be a bit crazy. Ah, yes, there it is. Now then, what is this baby doing? The baby's received a present, but what is the baby playing with? She's opened the present, yes. But what is the present? Can you see the present on the floor? What is the present? Yeah, rattle, jingles. But what is the baby playing with? The wrapper, yeah. The baby's playing with the wrapping paper, not with the present. And I would think there's lots of little children have this experience at Christmas time, get so excited about having a present that they play with the wrapping paper and drop the present. Don't play with that at all. That's just like what some people do at Christmas time. They play with all the things that are associated with Christmas, presents and Christmas trees and parties and Christmas dinner, and drop the present. Jesus, don't have anything to do with him. So, I was thinking about this presents idea. And I was also thinking that why do we give presents at Christmas time? Well, some people say because after Jesus was born, a little while later, wise men brought gifts to Jesus. And I read in the Bible that the wise men who brought gifts to Jesus, they opened their treasures, but I don't think they wrapped them up. And they didn't wrap them up for two reasons. One is they were wise. And the second reason was because they were men. Men are not very good at wrapping presents. Ladies are much better at wrapping presents than men. I don't know if you noticed that. I can have a huge piece of wrapping paper, as big as a football pitch, and a little present, but I don't manage to wrap it very well. Whereas my wife will have a small piece of paper, and even if she was going to wrap a jumbo jet, she would manage to wrap it all up in the present very nicely. You look at this next picture. Who wrapped that present, do you think? Was it me or was it Wendy? What do you think? You're right, yeah. See, that's not a very well-wrapped one, is it? No, not so well. But it's the next one. See? No, you see? Yeah, that's a lady who's wrapped that, I told you. But the wise men... No, I've got a good idea for all the men here about wrapping presents, which is, if it's at all possible, buy the present already wrapped. That's a very good plan for presents. God has given us the Bible says, in Jesus coming into the world, a gift. And the Bible is full of God giving to us. Right at the beginning, God gave to Adam and Eve skins to cover them. God gave Noah an ark when the world was going to have a great flood. God gave Abraham a promise that his descendants would be like the stars in the night sky. God gave Sarah a child in her old age. God gave Isaac a promised ram to take the place of Isaac. God gave prophets to send his message to the world. God gave shepherds an announcement that Jesus was going to be born. I told you about the wise men. What led the wise men to Jesus? Can any of the boys, you know? Go on then. A star, yeah? A star led wise men to where the child was born. Listen to these ways in which God describes this gift of Jesus. The Prince of Peace, the Savior, the Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And so in the Bible, this gift that God gave is described in all sorts of ways. In the Old Testament, in all sorts of ways, we find this gift described. Let's see what the next picture will say. People in the Old Testament were looking forward before Jesus was born. They were thinking and hoping and praying that God would send a gift, his son, into the world. So, says the Bible, the seed of the woman would come. Shiloh would come. A scepter would rise. A prophet would be raised up out of his brethren. A virgin would give birth to a child. Emmanuel would come. God with us. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Messiah, Daniel was told, would come but would be cut off. Micah said a ruler would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. So all these people, they were looking forward. They were waiting for and were hoping for and expecting the coming of Jesus. So when we think about this gift God has given, I want to say, first of all, wrapped up in this baby is the fulfillment. That means all of God's promises coming true of all the Old Testament. So let's think, this Lord Jesus, God's gift to the whole world, not just for Christmas Day, but for all of life. And when you read the Bible, if you're going to read the first half of the Bible, the Old Testament, if you're going to understand it, you're going to have to see that it's all looking forward and expecting and waiting for the coming of this gift, Jesus. Moses smiting the rock. A brass serpent that was lifted up in the wilderness. The manna that was given, bread of heaven. Jonah being swallowed by a great fish. When you read the Psalms of David or the Proverbs of Solomon, all the Bible in the Old Testament, you have to look and watch closely. A gift is going to come that needs to be unwrapped. And the Bible says this gift is the coming of Jesus Christ. So all those promises that God, we sometimes make promises and we can't keep them. We want to keep them, but we can't. Sometimes we make promises and we forget. Sometimes we make promises and break them deliberately. God never breaks his promises. All the promises that God made about Jesus coming into the world would all come true in Jesus being born. And then the Bible says, secondly, wrapped up in this baby, all the Old Testament promises, is the fullness of Almighty God. All the fullness of God in Jesus Christ. So the God who made the heavens and the earth, the God who opened up the Red Sea for his people to be led out in the Exodus out of Egypt, the God who delivered Daniel from the lions, the Almighty God is sleeping in the arms of Mary, is wrapped up in swaddling cloths. So John, in his gospel, explains, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word, the everlasting Word, the Son of God. In this baby unwrapped is all the fullness of Almighty God. Paul said, in him, in Jesus, in this gift, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And Jesus said about himself, I and my Father are one. In the area around the church, we gave out some invitations to people to come along and join us at Christmas time, because there was a preacher who said to a famous lady called Jane Fonda about Jesus being the Son of God and that he was the one in whom the fullness of Almighty God dwelt. And Jane Fonda said to the preacher, well, she said, you may want to believe that, but it may be okay for you, but it's not okay for me. It may be okay for you to believe it, but I don't want to believe it. Ah, said the preacher to her. But Jane Fonda, he said, either it's true or it's not. Either it's true or it's not. It's a great wonder at Christmas time. Christians affirm in Jesus was wrapped up all the fullness of Almighty God. It's either true or it's not. The Bible very clearly tells us it's true. And many Christians here this morning also affirm, yes, I believe Jesus, the Son of God, is this gift God has given. The third thing that we find wrapped up in this baby are the big questions of Christmas. If you see this when you're writing in school or a letter, what does this mean, this sign? Who can tell me? What does this sign mean? Don't know? No, don't know. Go on then. A question. Somebody's asking a question. So if you put this at the end of a sentence, it means somebody's asking a question. Lots of big questions at Christmas time. Mary asked this question. How can this be, said Mary. How can this be? How can I have a baby when I'm not married? Mary was a virgin, hadn't known a man, says the Bible. How can it be that she's going to have a baby? How can it be? Oh, says the Bible, because Jesus Christ, this gift is given, is no ordinary baby, not even a great prophet. He's the Son of God, born by the work of the Holy Spirit. Joseph had a big question. When he found out that Mary was going to have a baby, Joseph thought, should I take Mary to be my wife? He wasn't too sure about this at all. And yet with his fears and doubtings, God spoke to him. Yes, God assured him. He should take Mary to be his wife. You may come here this morning with all sorts of questions and fears and doubtings. You may come and you don't believe in what the Bible story says at all. But here's a great challenge. You can ask God, if it's true, reveal it to me. That's a very dangerous thing to do. But it'd be a good thing to do at Christmas time. Joseph had fears. God spoke to him. He had doubts. God spoke to him. If you've got fears and doubts, ask God to reveal himself to you. When a baby's born, people wonder, what name should we give this baby? Daisy and Claudia at the back there, we're hoping that they're going to be around next Sunday, are they? You are? Good. We may be thanking God next Sunday because God gave them not one baby, but two in one go. Is that right? What are their names? What are their names? We'll be saying thanking God for them next week. See? What names? They had to think about. What names should they give these babies? When Joseph and Mary were thinking, what name should they give to the baby? God again revealed it to them. This was no ordinary baby. The name Jesus for this baby was going to mean Savior. Call him Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. If you're a Christian this morning, you're one of God's people. You're trusting in Jesus as the one who saves you from your sins. That's exactly why he came, says the Bible. The shepherds, they had some big questions. An angel appeared to them and told them about a baby being born in Bethlehem. And the shepherds had to think, what shall we do? Shall we go to Bethlehem? Yes, said the shepherds. Let's go. Let's go to Bethlehem and find out this baby born in a manger, wrapped up in swaddling cloths. We'll be thinking a bit more about it this evening in the communion service. Shepherds didn't just stay where they were with the sheep. They made a journey. Some people in the journey of faith. They start out wherever you're at this morning. To start the journey means to start making your way towards Jesus. Reveal himself to you. You could ask that. To show you that he's the one you can rely on. To show you that he's the one who can cleanse you and take your sins away. To show you that he's the one who can bring you to God. The shepherds are to start the journey. Sometimes the first part of the journey is the hardest. The shepherds, they quickly made their way to Bethlehem. I'm sure the wise men had a question. Were they going to leave where they were living in the east to make this huge long journey to another country to be where Jesus was? God sent a star. They followed the star. So, wrapped up in this baby, forth is the salvation of all who will believe. And so we got another picture. This says, destiny. Now, if you saw this question, destiny, I wonder what destiny means. It means, which way are you headed in your life? Your destiny, where you're headed, says the Bible, rests on your relationship to this gift, this baby, the Son of God. The one who's come to be your savior or your judge. He's wrapped up in Mary's arms. But very soon, as he's growing up, he'll confound the doctors of the law in the temple. He'll be introduced and baptized by John the Baptist as the Lamb of God. He'll work miracles, call disciples, but then, in his prime, he'll die on the cross. Be buried in a borrowed tomb, but rise from the dead the third day. So the Bible says, to the natural eye, this gift given by Jesus looks like just any other gift. Just like people sometimes go through the traditions of Christmas time, but don't unwrap the gift. But the Lord Jesus says he promises to send the Holy Spirit, who will come to your heart and life and help you to unwrap the gift, to understand and to see what this Christmas Day gift in the coming of Jesus Christ is all about. The gift was unwrapped for the shepherds to see. The gift was unwrapped for the wise men to see. They presented their gifts for him. He was unwrapped for Anna and Simeon to recognize the Messiah. He was unwrapped by John the Baptist when John the Baptist said, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He was unwrapped to the disciples when they came to see more than a prophet, more than a miracle worker, but the promised Messiah, the one all those promises of God were wrapped up in. When he rose from the dead, that gift was unwrapped to Mary Magdalene at the tomb, who initially thought she was talking to a stranger, but then realized it was Jesus risen from the dead. This gift unwrapped to Thomas, who doubted, couldn't believe, but when he saw the nail prints in Jesus' hands and feet, he cried out, Thomas cried out, "My Lord and my God." And if you have a seeking heart this morning, and you ask God, the Holy Spirit will unwrap the gift to you, show you who Jesus Christ really is. That you can praise God for this unspeakable gift, this indescribable gift, this gift beyond words. This gift, this Savior who gives eternal life to all who put their faith and trust in him. How do you have peace with God this morning? How do you know the blessings of this gift? Well, not by works that we do, not by Christmas traditions, not by baptism, not by church membership, not by your parents, by faith alone in Jesus Christ, says the Bible. And then you have peace with God. God's anger at us because of our sin is put away. Our rebellion is overcome. God brings us into our family, into his family. We have peace. And it's all through this gift that's given. Our destiny relies on this gift. Let's see what it says about peace. God's peace is a gift. Jesus said, "Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." That you can believe and trust in Jesus Christ, and he can give you the gift of God's peace, real peace. and you accept the gift of God in Jesus Christ, he gives you peace, peace with God and peace with him. We thank God this morning for this indescribable gift, Jesus Christ. And my invitation to you all is to put your trust in this Savior and to praise God and to thank him for Jesus, the gift given. We're going to pray, and then there are two young ladies who are going to come, and they're going to sing to us about a gift. I think they're both here. Let me just check they are. One is there. Is the other one here? Is Mama here? Yes. Is Mama here? Yes, there she is. You ready? Okay. We'll pray, and then DJ and Mama are going to sing about a gift. I want you to listen well. Then we'll sing another carol before we go home. Let's pray first. Lord, we thank you this morning for this gift given in the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to praise you, thank you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And we pray, Lord, for your blessing in our lives. For those who have doubts and fears, to ask you to come and to speak to them. For those who are full of troubles and difficulties, to know the peace that Jesus Christ alone can bring. For those who want to know forgiveness, we thank you that Jesus gives a peace beyond anything this world can give. Many here, Lord, can say, since trusting in Jesus Christ, they have found that in this gift there is new life and peace with God. And want to say this morning, this Christmas Day morning, this resurrection morning, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And so we praise you, we thank you this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. If you can come. Service 2 weeks ago, and I thought, well, it links in with what I'm speaking about this morning, so I asked them if they're willing to come and sing it for us on Christmas Day. So thanks, girls. Let's hear about the gift.
Gift was given from heaven to earth.
Well, it's a great thing for us to think about with all the other things that we're doing this Christmas Day. The gift given and what we're going to do with that gift, what you are going to do with that gift, is a wonderful thought that God gave his own son as his gift. Emmanuel, God with us. We're going to sing as a closing hymn, a carol 211. And in this Christmas carol, Philip Brooks also talks about a gift. He mentions it like this. He says, how silently the wondrous gift is given. Verse 3. So the coming of Jesus Christ is a wonderful gift, he says. And also, God imparts to human hearts the blessing of his heaven. When you receive by faith this gift and Jesus Christ comes into your heart and life, that's a wonderful blessing too. So we thank God and join together to sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Let's pray together. Let us all pray. And now may grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest with each and every one of us this Lord's Day, this Christmas Day morning, and not for this day only, but even with all God's people forevermore. Amen.